Lorena from Milwaukee. How are you this morning?
Pretty good.
Good. So here again, for the sake of full disclosure, Lorena is a current client of mine. And Lorena, how did you hear about nutrition response testing?
Over the radio.
Over the radio.
Yep.
Okay. What are your health concerns? What if you don't mind talking about them? And
oh no.
And what are your health concerns? What were they before you found nutrition response testing?
Before I found you, I had hypersomnia, sleep apnea, low thyroid, and my thyroid was getting worse, and I was borderline diabetic. Almost, they were watching me for that.
Uh-huh.
And I can't remember anything else.
Well, that's quite a few things, and these are all of those things are autonomically regulated, I guess I should say, which means they're self-regulated by the body, and they're all nutritionally based. That is, they have their basis in nutrition. And so did these concerns, obviously these concerns interfered with the quality of your life, didn't they?
Oh, totally. I wouldn't get out of bed on the weekends. I'd be so tired. And the doctor said that they were surprised I was still driving and stuff.
And of course you were prescribed some medications.
Oh yeah.
Quite a few.
Yeah, lots of stimulants especially.
Right. So they're using stimulants in order to keep you up and keep going. And basically, folks, the bottom line is using stimulants in a situation like this is kind of like beating a tired horse.
Yep.
I mean, if you were riding a horse and you noticed that it was fatiguing on you, and yet you pulled out a whip and continued to beat it, what do you think would happen?
Yeah.
That you would get more and more tired, and if you were unlucky enough, you'd have to keep using more and more drugs. So you sought care, you got medications,
mm-hmm.
And then you heard about the nutrition response testing on the radio, and you took the big step, and you got an evaluation, and I told you I could help.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened?
Well, the first week I started thinking clearer. I noticed that. And I have cut back some on the stimulants. And I'm excited because I feel that we're going to get all the way off of them.
Right. You mean all the way off the drugs. So,
yeah.
So you're from what I remember, you're also able to sort of, well, participate in just the simple things in life, like clean your house.
Yeah, exactly. I have more energy, and I don't sleep through the day on, like, the weekends and stuff. I can get up and get going where I wasn't able to before.
And the thing is this is with less stimulants.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is wonderful.
Yeah, it's with less stimulants. In other words, the exact tact that the doctors are taking here when someone comes in and they're fatigued, the exact tact of providing stimulants is exactly what we're not doing, and yet you're getting more energy.
Yeah.
Amazing, huh?
Oh, totally amazing.
And of course, the idea that you're starting to see a change is so wonderful because you've got hope.
Oh, yeah. I didn't before because the doctor said there was nothing more they could do, and I felt that I was just going to get worse and worse to where I'd be totally disabled and not be able to work at all.
And you're a single mom.
Yep.
And this can't happen.
No.
It can't happen. And the bottom line is that Lorena is exactly the reason why I do what I do, and that is that there really is hope. There is hope. You just have to have the information, access to the hidden health problem. So, let me ask you this: what advice would you give someone else who had health concerns?
Call you immediately. Don't wait. Because it gave me my life back.
I'm so pleased for you. And it's wonderful working with you. You're a terrific woman and you know, willing to step outside the box. And it's working for you.
It is. And I'm happy.
Thank you so much for calling.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.